I'm Hugh.
I'm Linda.
Together we're Hinder.
And this is Hindercast.
It's looking like Linda is just too good.
As usual. I think, in fairness, the listeners probably already know that.
You didn't drop one ball last week. 6 out of 6 on Linda's score. I got it wrong about Lauren and Jono. Well, who could blame me, though, in fairness? It really did look like they should go.
Linda, the master juggler.
Well, you got 6 out of 6. I got 5 out of 6. And the end result is, as it has been for so long in the last few weeks, there is a 3-point difference between us. 39 points for you, 36 points for me.
Look, we've still got another week. Hugh, let's see how we go this week. I could fail miserably. It's unlikely, but I could.
There is 10 points up for grabs now because there's 5 couples left and we are voting on each of them.
Right, so let's move on. Okay, and let's try and unpack what's happened.
I know, I'm clinging to hope here, Linda.
There were only 2 episodes this week and, we've got so much to talk about.
Episodes 33 and 34, and then next week it seems they're going to do the 2 vow renewals episodes.
So first of all, I think we need to cast off the dead wood.
We do.
Listen, and Timothy, they're gone.
They should have been gone weeks ago, let's be honest.
I agree with you, yeah. I really don't know why they held on for so long. I'm glad they're gone.
Yeah, there was smiles all around and it was, they gave it such a go and all of that kind of thing.
They didn't give it such a go.
No.
They were an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
And as I say, Lucinda, like, seriously, why did you put yourself through it? In fairness, she did write a really cute poem at the end of it and I thought that was a bit sassy and I enjoyed that.
I just really don't want to talk about them anymore.
Let's move on to the rest of the couples then at the ceremony. What about Jaden Ridge?
Still loves Young Dream, all that sort of thing. There's a touch of the frat boy problem still there. I just feel with them too, there's something of a lack of depth in them. Do you feel that?
Yeah, we kind of did say this from the get-go, that there had to have been something more to them, but there actually wasn't.
I don't think we're being shown it. I actually think there is a lot to them. I think there's a lot she has to think about. She has a child. There's a move to the Goldie for him. He's going to move quicker now, it seems. He's going to move instead of 6 months. It sounded like she wants him to move straight away, but he's brought it down to 3 months. That's an issue. I just feel they've kind of always been glossed over a bit.
I think Jade is quite needy.
Mm.
I suppose at the dinner party and when they had the honesty box, you know, Ridge did say that you're the person for me, you're the one for me.
Yeah.
Ultimately, she did. I know that Jade did have a hissy fit halfway through it and kind of, you know, said, oh my God, grow up and all of this kind of stuff. You know, you're so immature. And he was acting immature.
Yeah, but she says like, oh, I can see that he's changed. But the thing is, you don't really believe that because the slightest little bit and you're all down his throat. What if the shoe was on the other foot? What if it was a female acting the way she normally acts and acts in her personality and the male snapped at her so angrily? You know, would that not be kind of dimming?
Red flags.
Dimming someone's light and all of that kind of thing.
I think it would be controlling behaviour.
Yeah, controlling behaviour. That's exactly it, yeah.
You know, I agree with you. And, you know, when you said it to me at the time, I have been thinking about it over the last, you know, half an hour or so. And you're right. I did have to process that. I didn't see it first off. But I don't think it's acceptable for her to react like that to him. And I don't think that it would have been acceptable for him to react like that to her.
He was very embarrassed. He was really embarrassed. Like from day one, she said, I have a big problem with this, with the way you go on and the way you behave. And I kind of feel, again, if the shoe was on the other foot and it was a woman behaving a certain way, maybe a real girly sort of way. She's a real girl's girl. She likes being out with the girls. She likes being loud. And we've seen lots of participants on the shows over the years, like that Shanita comes to mind and a few others. Loud, vivacious girls. And that's great. But if a guy is like that, he's a frat boy and useless and not marriage material.
Yeah, no,
Just think about that, guys. I don't know.
No, I agree with you. For what it's worth, I do agree with you. I think you have a very valid point there. And she actually caught me off guard the way she reacted to him. I thought, wow.
It was very harsh, wasn't it? And maybe that's a sign of what they do behind closed doors.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying they looked really uncomfortable at the drinks.
Yeah.
At the pre-drinks. They looked really uncomfortable.
Okay.
I knew there was kind of something going on. So I'm wondering if they had a row or something had happened before they went into dinner that made her spark off like that.
Well, either way,
straw that broke the camel's back.
Shall we get to votes?
Yeah, well, look, I think this is a no-brainer. What did you write?
I said that both of them would say yes.
I said that both of them would say yes. So. She ultimately said that Ridge had swept her off her feet.
Yeah.
And he ultimately said that he wasn't looking anywhere else and she was the woman for him. So
it'll be a yes from Jade, I'm saying. It'll be a yes from Ridge, I'm saying.
It'd be interesting if it wasn't, but I think we're both going to be right in this one.
Now, can we move on to the fakers? which ones? Yeah, I know.
Which ones?
Sarah and Tim. I feel they are huge, massive fakers. And I now feel Tim is as bad as the Sarah one. I mean, the big, stupid grins on his face. They are, you know, oh, we love each other and we're so deep and we got over our bump. I mean, the bump is barely 2 weeks ago.
Don't be exaggerating there now. They didn't say they love each other. But it was interesting at the dinner party when they had the honesty box and Sarah said something like, you know, said, oh, you know, how do you feel about Tim or something? And she said, well, if things continue the way they are, I think we could fall in love with each other.
Yeah.
You know, so, sorry, what's this wee business? It was about you. Is this royal wee again?
Yeah, well, that's her. She's very controlling in the relationship. She needs to be top dog the whole time, doesn't she?
She does. But, like, you're right. No, I do see where you're coming from. On the couch, they were full of joys and laughter. Oh. And, like, they were just getting on
deflection,
so well.
Big time. And then she's the one who jumps out on Jono and, you know, and goes on about infidelity in regard to texting. But he didn't meet up with Ellie and sneak out.
But in fairness to Sarah, she did say, look, and I'm fine one to talk, but I own my shit. And she did own her shit.
Eventually.
But she did own her shit.
Eventually.
And she tried to make it work and she tried to make amends.
She lashed out at him a lot in those episodes. She didn't talk to him. Tim, that is. Sarah didn't talk to Tim for a long time, if you remember. He was there looking out over the balcony with his shirt off and all the rest.
I know, but when she did try, she really did try. And she did remarkably well. You know, whether it was just so she could stay in the experiment, time will tell.
It was an artificial rehabilitation. That's what we've been subjected to. Even the experts are piling in on it.
My God, I told her in the Hindacast podcast there. You're very high row now, Hugh. Very, very high row. Okay, what was that? An artificial simulation or something like that?
I don't know what it was.
Right, okay.
It just came out.
Okay, right. We'll put it back in. Put it back in. You're embarrassing
me. It's like Judge Rinder on Catchphrase today. Did you see that?
That was funny. Yeah,
I know. Funny, yeah. You just
but
didn't
no,
get
he was
it.
Taking the piss.
Yeah, now. Anyway, what have you said about them? Do you want to say any more about them?
As much as I'd love to see one of them saying no, yeah. I think I really would. I'd love to see Tim turn around and say no, but no. Like, for the sake of points, I'm going to say that both of them are going to stay.
Fakers, 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 fakers. That's what I said as well. Yes and yes.
I'm really interested to see how they're going to be at the reunion, whether they're going to be still together at the reunion.
Doubt it very much.
That's probably another score that we could give. That's another way the... Actually, I'm going to shut up.
Stop the game now. Stop the game now. We'll stop it next week.
Okay, who's next?
What a humiliation.
Well, we do Eden and Jaden.
Eden and Jaden. Now, we got a commitment ceremony that was, again, it was a bit unreal, wasn't it? Because they sorted out Jaden once and for all. They told him, your fight style is far too aggressive.
They did.
It's not on.
They did.
Like, you know, you're just having this woman that she can't say what she feels. And somehow they turned it around and they made Jaden out to be a hero. And I'm not sure why. Explain that to me, Linda. I didn't quite get that.
Do you think so? I don't think they did. I think that Jaden got a real lashing on the couch.
He did initially. And then something happened and go, why do you feel that? And he felt, I'm not being good enough. And then Jonna said to Eden, is he good enough? And she said, yes. And the music changed and everybody smiled. I think
he was being honest about his feelings. I really think that you know, he was admitting he was being vulnerable and saying, I don't feel good enough. And maybe
his insecurities.
Okay. And he's really trying to kind of, you know, he's clutching at straws, and every single thing that goes wrong, he's really trying to over talk it and over analyze it and really try and make sure that they talk everything out, and therefore they've discovered the root of the problem and they fix it and it won't go wrong again. And that's his style. Unfortunately, Eden has a different style. Eden probably is a little bit like me. You acknowledge it, you talk about it, and you move on from it.
Yeah,
I really don't
you are good at that. I have to say, Linda's really good at that. Yeah.
It's another thing I'm good at, but okay, yeah. We're talking about Eden and Jaden here.
I know, but, you know, people are interested how, like, everybody relates these couples to themselves. I think that's what Married at First Sight is about. And so many couples I know watch this show.
Yeah, we do talk a lot about it outside, don't we? Yeah,
we do.
I have to say.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why the ratings have gone so high?
Our ratings,
yeah.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We've said it practically every single podcast. The best way for people to hear about this podcast is to friends, because people do talk about the show. When you talk about the show, talk about the podcast.
Yeah, I suppose in fairness, I think we've told everybody at this stage, everybody that we know.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay, I digress. I think that Jaden and Eden, I think they were both very honest on the couch. I think Jaden did get a grilling, but I think it was a eureka moment for him. Like, it was like an epiphany. I thought it was fun when Jaden was advertising crowned on his t-shirt, the aesthetic clinic for men.
Product placement or what?
That was 100%. Like, I mean, that had to have been paid. Like, I wonder how much he was paid to for that product placement. And, like, fair play to him, because he has a set of balls on him, like, you know, advertising a male aesthetic clinic. Like, fair play to him.
Yeah,
not
I know.
That there's anything wrong with it. I'm all
he for obviously
men.
Hasn't used it. He might in the future.
He might in the future, yeah. And he might go to a barber as well and have his hair cut, but somehow I doubt that too. Who was that, like, was it a Roman fighter, that Goliath, was it, or Samson? Was it Samson that had the hair?
That was his Achilles heel, wasn't it, cutting his hair? I'm mixing metaphors big time there, but you know what I mean.
Sounds familiar, something like that.
Yeah.
But okay. Look, at the dinner party, he said he loved her.
Yes, yes.
And she said she loved him.
That was the entirety of the challenges and the honesty box for them, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. That was it. There was one question, and Eden even said, let's stop here.
And we all got great big smiles, and the camera panned up into the sky, and it was grand, done.
And it was, all's going to love and war.
Hilarious.
And they are definitely going to stay.
You're saying both will say yes.
100%. I'd say they're still together now.
Surprise, surprise, so am I. Oh, I can't see me getting my 3 points back in any way, shape or form with those, because we've all agreed.
Yeah, we have all agreed.
You know, there's no other way to go with those. None.
The other thing that I have to say here is, and again, it kind of relates to us, was when I was getting my nails done last week.
Yes.
And I said, you know, I'm going to get my nails done. You said, what colour are you going to get done? I said, I don't know. Now, it was Easter.
Yes.
And I said, I don't know what colour I'm going to get. And he said, why do you get yellow for Easter? And
I did.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to get yellow nails, Hugh. Not a hope. No. And then that night we were watching.
Slightly less politely, as I remember.
Yeah, kind of, who wears lemon on their nails? No, it's not going to happen. Yeah. That's silly.
Yes.
And then we were watching maths that night, and lo and behold, Eden had lemon on her nails.
There you go. You see?
Yeah, and it looked actually quite cool. So what did they do?
You got lemon nails. Well, they're lemon-ish nails.
Well, they are nice, aren't they, though? They look well.
Of course
they're better
they
than I expected. So thank you for that, Hugh.
Lauren and Jono are next.
Where do we even start with this mess? Jono, you rotter. Like, I did not see that coming.
There's no way you can stand up for the guy in any way, shape or form.
He had me fooled. He had me fooled. I mean, you'd think that butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. And there he is all along texting Ellie behind Lauren's back.
It's a backup plan, essentially. That's what it is.
Is it a backup plan?
Yes, it is.
What? No, I think Lauren is a backup plan. I think he had it. Oh. He obviously liked Ellie from the get-go.
Yeah.
You know, everything that's come out in the meanwhile about all of those hundreds of texts, I'm slightly exaggerating there. The fact that he made that admission to Jack in the gym that he wished he was there with Ellie.
Now, hold on, Tori. When she comes in with her admission, she kept that under her hat for an awful long time. Because let's face it, there was mention of things that had been said in the gym weeks ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. So,
no,
you know,
not necessarily, because
Jack
probably only remembered it when it became relevant. And he probably said something like, oh, should that make sense now? Because he said to me in the gym there a couple of weeks ago.
Now I come to think of it, was this the hold that Jack had over Jono all that time? Do you remember the way Jono was standing up for Jack and we couldn't understand why? Was that because Jack had the information about Ellie?
No, because in fairness, like...
No, think about that.
Yeah, I am thinking about it.
Not strongly enough, you know.
Says who? No, like, think about it, because, like, Jono did throw Jack under the bus. Like, he did say,
grudgingly, when his whole relationship was in mortal danger.
Sorry, back up, Hugh. Did you just growl at me?
Linda has started to growl in the last month or so. And for some reason, in the last day or so, I've started to growl as well. I never did it before. And I can't stop now. How contagious.
It obviously is contagious.
People have to write into us. Tell us about your growling.
Well, look, no, I think it'd be worse if I was purring at you or something like that. When it's like, that you'd be really worried if it's like a meow.
Anyway, can we talk about Snorin and Jono? Back in hell.
Yeah, let's talk about
this podcast is so much about us tonight.
Okay, so Lauren and Jono. Yeah, so look, no, I think that Jono did throw Jack under the bus. I don't think that it was some hold that he had over him.
I don't know.
It was unrealistic to think that. Okay. You know, it's a bloody television programme, for Christ's sake. I don't think they go that deep into it.
Ah, come on, it makes sense.
No, I think that Jono was just kind of not backing Lauren up. He was reluctant to back Lauren up, and he was reluctant to back his wife up over his friend.
Yeah. Anyway, that was all in the past. We really should talk about it now because there's enough drama going on. My God, what a car crash. I mean, if ever a guy launched a poor defence of himself, it was Jono. And he actually made it far worse for himself as time went on, didn't he?
I don't know. You see, the jury's out on this because I'm kind of thinking to myself, like, did he honestly believe that that was harmless? Did he honestly believe that texting some girl over, well, somebody who was in the experiment, obviously, yeah, over 100 times was harmless?
I think it's harmless if you're talking about your partner all the time and you're referring to yourselves as we and how you're getting on. It's very suspicious that he left her out of the picture. He just cut her out.
No, it's not harmless if you're texting a girl over 100 times behind your partner's back. Somebody that you didn't know prior to relationship. Don't get me wrong. If you had a friend prior to relationship with me and you were texting her all the time and, you know, you kept up that friendship while you were with me, fine. I would have no issue with that.
But would you not think it would be very suspicious if it was always just about things that we were thinking, me and her were thinking, and I never mentioned you? That would be very suspicious.
Either way, I think that would be very suspicious. If you're living with me 24/7, I think that would be very suspicious. Okay. So it's kind of beyond me how he would try and justify it. But he did keep a straight face the whole time. He did his usual dance around things. But Jono has done that from day one. He danced around questions. He never gives a straight answer.
Well.
And that really kind of, you know, kind of pissed me off about him. I didn't like that aspect.
That should be a red flag for Ellie as well, because my God, Ben was the king of dancing around questions, wasn't he?
Very much so, yeah. But I really didn't think he had it in him. I'm surprised. You know, I'm surprised that he's been outed now as being unfaithful.
And he didn't hold back when he was asked, would it have been better if he was matched with someone else? He pretty much said yes.
He said it was easier.
Yeah.
It would have been easier if he was matched with someone else.
Yeah.
And that was a kick in the teeth for Lauren as well.
Yeah.
Especially after they'd been intimate on homestay.
Yeah.
She'd had surgery and all of that kind of stuff.
I don't think he ever forgave her when she said at the time of the honeymoon that he was just too nice. He never really forgave her for that.
Oh, I don't know. But, like, I mean, guess what? He wasn't too nice in the end. Like, you know, Lauren should have held her wrist, and I think she made up her mind too soon. I would have liked to see those two working out because I think they would have made a good couple.
Yeah. There's no question, I presume, in both our minds that Lauren is going to say no.
Look, I think she was going into the dinner party hoping that he'd be able to make amends and he'd be able to justify what happened.
How would he, though? Is there any way possible he could have made amends?
Well, okay, what if he didn't make amends? What if he had said, you know, Lauren, I fucked up. I really messed up and I am so sorry about it.
I mean, for all the guys out there who are texting somebody else, what can you say to make amends in these sort of situations?
I don't know if you can make amends, but certainly that situation,
I don't think so.
You know, I would have appreciated if somebody had turned around to me, if Jono had turned around and said, look, I did. I fucked up. I'm so sorry about it. You're right. It doesn't look good. You know, there is nothing going on, but I am not going to put my relationship on the line for texting somebody that I have no feelings for. Or if he did have feelings for Ellie, to say, look, I didn't mean for this to happen, but feelings have developed for this. And, you know, out of respect for you, I'm not going to go forward to final vows.
Yeah, I can't believe they are going forward with final vows. Let's be honest. That's crazy stuff.
Oh, I think they both want to have their say. And maybe Lauren has a dress.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure Lauren has a dress at this stage.
Yeah.
And she wants to wear it.
Well, Lauren is going to say no. We're agreed on that, are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jono's going to say no.
Jono was going to say no. That's just was a little question in my mind. I'm saying no as well.
Yeah, no. I think Jono was kind of saying, do you know what? It's over. He did say at the dinner party something like, you know, I don't need to explain to you, or I don't care what you think anymore. He was cold. I know John said that he was cold, but he really was cold.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually embarrassing.
Well, his attitude hardened, especially near the end. His attitude hardened a lot more. He wasn't backing down.
He really does. He's sanctimonious and he's patronising.
Well,
you know, holier than thou.
Whichever way, I won't be sanctimonious and patronising. And I'll say now, at this stage, Linda, you've definitely won because we've agreed on far too much. There's no way back for me.
No, but look, I wouldn't feel too bad about it. You were buying dinner anyway, Hugh. Let's face it, okay? I need to really now get onto Instagram and find out where the happening restaurants in Dublin are these days. Maybe we could do a podcast on that.
Yeah, we could. We probably should record a podcast at the dinner table, maybe.
Yeah, that'd just to fun. Kind of really rub your nose in it a little bit more.
Could we do that, yeah. And maybe a review of the series. A
review of the dinner.
That actually would be fun. I wonder, actually, maybe some kind Dublin restaurant would give us dinner.
Oh, would you stop it? Who do you think you are then?
And allow us to record the podcast from the restaurant. What about that? But anyway, I digress.
You do.
So they're both going to say no.
They're absolutely both going to say no. But I'm interested in what they have to say. I'm actually looking forward to their final speeches.
It's going to be pretty feckin'
their
harsh.
Final vows, or whatever you call them. It is.
Harsh.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope so. I hope Lauren really gives John a what for.
Although he might have something to say. I don't know. Maybe he has some surprise that we don't know.
Come on, look at the spoilers. So, you know, he seems to be very hard. Tori and Jack. So Tori did go for the red lip in the end.
She did.
And I think she looked the best at the last dinner party than she did during the whole series.
It was Hollywood.
It was kind of Hollywood glam.
Hollywood's golden age. That's probably the thing.
And I think that absolutely Tori pulled it off.
Yes.
You know, kudos to her. She looked absolutely fantastic.
Fab.
Yeah, the red lip and the red dress. I'm beginning to really enjoy Tori. I'm beginning to enjoy her facial expressions and, you know, some of the things she says. I'm laughing at her.
Yeah.
Or laughing with her, I suppose.
How do you think Jack answered the questions?
Like he always does.
Yeah.
Like he there isn't two brain cells to rub together there, is there?
No.
Like,
no.
You know.
You don't believe one word out of his mouth,
how
really.
Do you feel about her? Proud. Like, and.
Yeah, it's not that you don't believe him, actually. He kind of, it's there in front of you.
He hasn't got the intelligence to lie, Hugh.
No.
Let's face it.
No.
He doesn't.
No.
He's all brawn and no brain.
How the hell are they still in it?
They're both playing the game.
Oh, the producers are no doubt really encouraging them as well.
That said, I think Tori, well, I'm pretty sure that she did really fall for Jack. She has to have fallen for him. All of the crap that she let him away with. And Jack was lapping it up.
Yeah, but if she wasn't on the show, would she be doing that?
Yes.
Would she?
Yes, I think she would. I think that she thinks that Jack is just like, you know, just, I don't know what she thinks she is, but I think she aspires to be with somebody like Jack. You know, the body, the tan, the hairstyle.
His complexion is just red. It's
I know, but
very
you
strange.
And I think that, but she obviously finds it attractive.
Mm.
I don't actually know what she likes about him, but I think she feels like she's punching.
Well, shall we just come to a conclusion on them? Because I think we've talked endlessly about them for the last few weeks.
We have, but, you know, I think that they played a blinder. Well, I think that Tori played a blinder in these two episodes.
I'm going to explain this to you now, okay?
Oh my God, okay. You have patronising. Go, off you go. Explain to me, Hugh.
Well, I'm going to explain because my vote is pretty strange. In that I'm going to say yes for her.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to say yes for Jack. Okay.
Well, interestingly, I did the same thing. So go ahead.
All right.
Explain.
Well, my thinking is this, right? I know he says in the trailer, I'm not in love with you. And I was just thinking, you know, there's no way he can say yes.
I'm not
when
in
he
love.
Said, I'm not in love with you.
So don't forget it.
But two things. Number one, it was some way to try and get a point back. I decided to go against the flow.
Oh, whatever.
Right. And the other thing is that the mass producers can do anything to twist things. So he probably said, I'm not in love with you right now, but there's no doubt I'm on a strong course to fall in love with you and give it the next 3 months when we, you know, I move in or you move down with me and all of that. It'll be great.
Well, hang on for a second. They're on a time frame here. They're going to have a baby in 2 years.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, they need to get their, you know, house in order.
Shit together.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But wasn't it really horrible what Jack said about giving a few goes, that they were intimate and then they
decided a few goes.
Since.
He sounded like he was trying to unblock the sink.
Oh, God almighty. Like, and she sat there and took that.
Yes.
It's something to be said about that, isn't there? Like, I mean,
yeah.
Really and truly.
His phraseology at times is crude, to say the least.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's just, it's, and it was good.
Cack-handed.
And what about the time where she said at the dinner party, kiss me, just fake it?
Mm.
But that was sus, wasn't it?
Yes.
Did you mean like, oh, look, you know you don't like kissing me, but just fake it anyway.
Another fake couple.
But I enjoyed them. I'm glad they were in it. They gave us loads to talk about.
Oh, yes.
I did enjoy them. I enjoyed a pair of them. I actually think Tori's quite cool. You know, I think I'd actually get on quite well with Tori.
She's quite cool now.
No, I do. Yeah, I do. I'm beginning to enjoy, as I say, I'm beginning to enjoy her facial expressions and the way she goes on about things. Like, she's sad. She is sad about the whole Jack scenario.
Is she quite Dormat Bronte? Is she? No, she's not.
No, I don't use Bronte at all. Yeah. I think, in fairness, she probably would be fairly strong on the outside.
Yeah.
And Jack is just her Achilles heel.
Right. Okay. Well, so you're saying yes, yes, and them as well?
I'm saying yes, yes, and them.
Wow. So we're in total agreement then?
We're in total agreement.
The next two episodes are going to be the Bell Renewals. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Yeah, absolutely looking forward to it. So
keep watching Mass, guys.
Laters.
Bye for now.
Before you go, just a quick request. Please like and subscribe to our podcast. And if you can, pop on a notification. That way you'll know when our podcast drops. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can email us on indicastreality@gmail.com. indicastreality@gmail.com.